Welcome back to Skincare Anarchy. This is your host, Ekta, and we are in part two of the masterclass with Dr. Victoria Weitzman, who is the celebrity cosmetic dentist in the industry. She is the go-to for all of the major stuff we want to learn. I'm so excited to be doing this masterclass. So without further ado, I want to actually introduce the series again to you guys. So we are doing a code series with her to explain her trifecta philosophy of oral health, beauty, and wellness. And this is the second episode, and we're going to be covering the code to beauty here. So welcome back, Dr. Weitzman. I'm so excited to be doing this.
Thank you, Dr. Ekta. So good to be here. I am so excited to do this masterclass. I'm excited to talk about my trifecta philosophy, where oral health, beauty, and systemic health are all related, what we call mouth, body, beauty. And I believe that there's a code to everything. I believe there's a code to beauty, wellness, oral health, systemic health, and really just living a purposeful life.
Absolutely. No, I think that for everyone listening, the first episode, we dove in really with the oral health and understanding that there is a holistic approach here. 360 approaches, you would say, Dr. Weitzman, and I really, really love your philosophy and your approach to everything that you're doing in the practice, but also just the education component of how you're educating people on dental care and dental wellness. And so I can't wait to talk about the beauty component here, because we are obviously, I mean, this is a beauty podcast and we all have our perception of beauty. Right? But I want to ask you, what is beauty to you? Like, how do you perceive beauty and define it?
That is such an interesting question, because beauty is such a subjective term and means different things to everyone. I think even our ideas of physical beauty vary, you know, from culture to culture among different individuals. You know, even when I practice on the East Coast and West Coast, there are definitely different ideas of beauty or perceptions of beauty. But I think we need to redefine the way we talk about beauty. For me, personally, I think real beauty comes within. And I know that's like a cliche that people talk about and say, but the truth is, the way we show up, whether it be with kindness, confidence, authenticity, empowering others, grace, I think that is the true definition of beauty. I think the goal is to ultimately cultivate inner beauty. That is the key to true beauty. The external obviously is what we see, but when we start to cultivate our inner beauty and empower others along the way, that's how we really achieve true beauty. So that's my definition. That's sort of a little bit different than perhaps, you know, the conventional definition of beauty.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, honestly, just to say this, I really admire you for your work. And it shows that you really care about obviously what you're doing, but like you really care from that standpoint of you want to understand what does somebody feel that is going to make them beautiful. And I think in the first episode, for everyone listening, we kind of addressed this a little bit, where we dove into how involved the process is, right? When you go see Dr. Weitzman and you're there and you're going through the whole process, like there's a huge component there of walking a patient through this. I love that you approach it like that. It's wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah, I think there are different codes to beauty. And some of those codes are confidence, how we show up, how we uplift others, how we've left people, you know, have we left them feeling better after being with them, grace, you know, so they're definitely codes to live by when it comes to cultivating beauty.
Absolutely. Now, I want to actually ask, in terms of the smile, how is that related to facial beauty? Because there's a lot to unpack here, I feel like. How is it related to facial beauty? And especially when you're doing a smile makeover, how do you look at the facial beauty, like the overall, when you're working with somebody on a smile makeover?
Yeah, I mean, so this episode is about the code to beauty. And I think a smile is a big part of that code. So when we look at the entire face, a smile is one third of the face. And oftentimes in the beauty industry, we focus on everything from the nose up and we look at the eyes. But I really think the smile is one of the biggest codes to achieving facial beauty. When we do our smile makeovers, for instance, we look at the entire face. And the goal is really to recreate harmony and balance. We look at all of the features. We look at all of the components of the face and really think about how the changes we make to the smile can enhance the entire face. So we don't just look at the smile. We look at the lips. We look at the nose. We look at the eyes. We look at the shape of the face, the color of the skin, and all all of that. So in doing our smile makeovers, we take a very holistic 360 approach with looking at every feature on the face and seeing how everything kind of works together.
Absolutely. Now, I'm really curious here from the sense of a lot of people get facial work done, right? Whether that's like Botox, whether that's like fillers, or if you have a facelift. So how does that really play into when you're really looking at facial beauty and then considering their smile makeover?
So oftentimes I get patients that are perhaps considering other procedures like fillers, like facial surgery. I always say work on the foundation of the face first. To me, the smile is the foundation or the scaffolding in the face. We work on that first. We restore that to its ideal. And then from there, you could potentially be more conservative with other procedures. So for instance, if say you've lost volume in your teeth over the years and now we've rebuilt that, now your soft tissue at cheeks and lips have more support. And so perhaps the filler you get could be a little bit less. Or if you're considering, say, facial surgery or facelift, maybe they could be a little bit more conservative there. So I always say, you know, start with the foundation and then we go outwards.
Yeah. Makes sense. No, that makes sense. And I love that. I love that approach because I think that this is just my opinion for everyone listening. I mean, I know you guys have all seen the TikTok videos of everyone getting fillers and lip injection, whatever it might be. And there's nothing wrong with that. We all have our perception of beauty, but I think that this is a solid point that Dr. V just made, which is you really have to look at the overall face, right? And if your dental and the needs you have from the oral care standpoint, if they're going to help you, why not approach that first? So I love that. That's really cool.
Exactly.
Now,
also eliminating some of the stigma around doing things to make yourself feel better. I think we live in a time now where maybe in the past there has been some stigma around it, but I think it's our duty to build our confidence as much as we can, reach our fullest potential. And if doing things, even though I think true transformation begins within, if doing something that helps your outward appearance helps with that confidence, I think that, you know, working on eliminating that stigma in general is a good thing.
Absolutely. 100%. And you know, and this actually leads me to think about, I mentioned social media a minute ago, and I think social media does have its place in all of our lives, right? I mean, a lot of us are always scrolling. We're looking at somebody, some influencer, whatever. And I feel like it's created this unattainable standard in the beauty industry. And I notice it as a consumer, and obviously as a beauty podcast host as well. But I want to know from your perspective, does perfection actually exist? And just to get your view on that, you know, this idea of perfection and attaining this perfect standard of beauty.
Interesting question, especially for a perfectionist. I fully realize that perfection doesn't exist. And especially when it comes to beauty and our standards of beauty these days, I think we're all kind of what I see, at least on social media, chasing perfection or an ideal that doesn't exist. I think that we need to shift our focus from creating that, say, perfect outward appearance or perfect circumstances to really perfecting our spirit, perfecting our core. And that's a constant process. So it's really how we think about perfection and in what context we use it. When it comes to beauty standards, perfection doesn't exist, but I think trying to attain that excellence, trying to attain perfection when it comes to how we show up in the world, that's a little bit of a different story. But I think that when it comes to beauty and social media, definitely the ideals are unattainable sometimes. And I see that a lot with patients coming into my practice where they'll come in asking to look like a totally different person. So I think a part of that is really just embracing who we are and trying to enhance it.
Absolutely. No, I completely agree. And I wanted to ask you actually is this idea of like managing expectations, right? Like especially whenever we look at anything that has to do with a medical procedure or anything, you always have this question of patient expectations. So I want to ask you, how does that work for you in your practice, managing the expectations of people that come in? Because I know a lot of people want that perfection, right? That unattainable level of just, I don't know. I mean, I know some people that don't even want to look like themselves. They'll say that outwardly. And it's just sometimes it's kind of mind-boggling to hear that. But I'm sure you have your own things that you deal with when you're seeing patients. So how does that work for you in terms of managing those kind of expectations of perfection from your patients?
Yeah, I think managing expectations of perfection is something that we deal with every day with patients. It's really important for patients to understand that we can't achieve perfection. Like we said, perfection doesn't exist, but we can achieve the best version of you. And I think that's what we should all be striving for, is achieving the best version of ourselves and kind of amplifying the best parts of ourselves. And I try to have that honest conversation with patients saying, beauty doesn't equal perfection. Beauty is really the best version version of yourself. And that's where we try to pivot and shift our focus to and kind of veer away from trying to achieve absolute perfection because it's not possible.
Absolutely. Now, coming back to social media, I want to get your perspective on this. What do you think the effect of social media has been on beauty standards over the years?
Yeah, I think social media has had a huge impact on our perception of beauty, our perception of perfection, our perception of what we should be. And I think that especially with the newer generation of young girls and young women, we really need to shift the focus from our physical outward appearance and displaying that highlight reel on social media and really on doing the inner work on empowerment, on education, on the impact we're having, on our purpose. I think that when I look at the younger generation that's on social media, I often wonder, how can we still instill a sense of purpose here and shift it away from all about how we look and the physical. And I think a lot of that is just infusing, having younger girls tap into their why and tap into something greater than outward appearances and keeping up with the latest TikToks and all that.
Right. Absolutely. And I mean, I think it is, you know, on TikTok, we see so many, and especially like, I'm curious from the perspective of like looking at someone's smile, for example. In the first episode, we had discussed that there are different types of features when it comes to the type of smile that you want. So when we're approaching that, I would love to get some tips from you for people as you're scrolling through like TikTok or Instagram or anything, right? And you're seeing somebody that has this beautiful smile and you're really attracted to it. What are some things that we need to understand from setting our own standards of beauty when we look at a smile? I don't know if that makes sense the way I'm asking it, but if somebody were to come across like a video of somebody who has a beautiful smile, right? And they think this is the smile, like I need that, that this is going to help me achieve my own goals, what would your advice be to somebody like that?
I think that goes back to one of our codes of beauty, which is individuality. And not everything you're going to see on social media is going to be relevant to you or work for you. I think when we talk about the codes to beauty, it's definitely embracing your uniqueness, your individuality, and understanding that the things you see on social media are a little bit cookie cutter. And the idea in cultivating your own beauty, cultivating your own inner beauty is really not a cookie cutter approach. Your uniqueness is what makes you perfect.
Right. I love that. It's so true. And I wish a lot more people would make content that was more about that. Like, this is what works for me, but it might not work for you. That kind of thing. Rather than just, here it is. I don't know if you've seen the reels, Dr. Via. There's so many people recommending dental products and stuff now. Like, there's these charcoal toothpastes and all sorts of stuff. I always find myself as a consumer thinking, I would rather consult a dentist rather than put random charcoal in my mouth. So,
Yeah,
it's very interesting. But I want to actually ask, you had mentioned a little bit about like the younger generation, right? And I want to touch base on that a little bit more. With the younger generation, what are some things that we could be kind of instilling in them, especially when it comes to the beauty standards, right, that come along with a beautiful smile and dentistry that you would want to tell them if a young girl is looking for some advice?
I think in talking to the younger generation and talking about beautiful smile or the codes to beauty, I would say that especially at that age, you know, health is really the foundation of all beauty, and really to shift our focus from what is our outward appearance to really creating that healthy foundation and also tapping into their inner purpose and their inner why. And what I'm finding with the younger generation is that much of the focus is on the outward appearance and wanting to look like everyone else. Everyone wants to look like the next celebrity, but I think we really need to tap into our own best version of ourselves.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I feel like they're just growing up so fast.
Oh, they are. That's for sure.
Yeah. And a lot of times focusing on dentistry, when I look at what they're going for, I feel like there's a developmental thing here too, right? And how long does it take for your teeth to develop into an adult set of teeth? Could you tell us that just to understand?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't do anything permanent to the teeth or to the mouth until at least the late teenage years, because I feel like the mouth is still shifting. Everything's still growing. You're not totally settled into the final version of your face, of your jaw. So I would say, yes, I've done cases on younger patients, but I think waiting a little bit is definitely helpful until you're fully matured and fully developed, because you don't finish growing until like maybe your early 20s or so.
Yeah, exactly. And so you don't even know what your adult smile is going to be till you're at that age.
Exactly.
Yeah. I want to ask you, I know we've talked a lot about beauty, and I want to know, what is your beauty routine? Like, what makes you feel truly really beautiful from the inside out.
So my beauty routine, I try to keep it pretty simple just because of my schedule. I like to keep things generally manageable. So as far as my skin, I definitely use SPF products, vitamin C serums, hyaluronic acid. You know, I think there's definitely a place with the research now around plant stem cells and how that's used in skincare. I think that's really cool and exciting based on like the antioxidants in there and their anti-aging effects. I think collagen definitely has a place. I try to find skincare products with collagen. As far as my hair, I use a mask once a week. I try to keep it simple as well. And then I think my overall beauty routine is very much tied into my wellness routine. I don't think you could separate the two. So things like hydration, I think that definitely helps with beauty, movement, all of that. I think it's all connected. Vitamins, probiotics, even though it's part of my wellness routine, I think it's definitely part of my beauty routine as well, because I think the better you take care of yourself, the better you look.
Absolutely. And I think there's a lot of hype around doing a lot of like aesthetic stuff, like in terms of you need to like, I don't know, put on a bunch of stuff, whether it's topical skincare or makeup. But I love that you have been really discussing this inner beauty thing. It's all about feeling good. So I really, really appreciate that you're sending that message out and using your platform to do that, because I just don't see enough people doing it. And it's so important.
Thank you for that. I really do think that the codes to beauty begin within. There's definitely multi-layers to beauty, but I think when you really want to attain true beauty, true transformation, it has to start on the inside.
Absolutely. Now, do I dare to ask, I don't know if you're allowed to tell me, some of your favorite products that you've been loving for skincare, for example?
I usually try to keep it pretty simple. Yeah. So I think I see with not a huge brand person, you know, so that's not what really drives me. It's really the ingredientless, clean, organic ingredients is my thing. And I'm all about new products and supporting new business owners and all of that. So I'm constantly trying new things.
I love that. And I've loved this episode because I think it's just so needed. It really is needed to talk about beauty in a more approachable way. Right now, like for everyone listening out there, you guys know social media is flooded with just so much advice from random people. And I feel like when I can get a professional on the show to talk about this topic, that's phenomenal. Because Dr. V, you're coming from a perspective of the science and everything, right? And you're able to provide that insight. But a lot of times we're bombarded with opinions that are not founded in anything. And it's just people talking about whatever. And we take that, and especially young minds, we're so prone to just accept this is the next big thing. This is what I have to do to be beautiful. And no one wants to talk about that inner beauty, that inner aspect of anything, and really discuss why are you doing what you're doing. So I really, really love and appreciate that you are here speaking about this and that you are putting this out there, because it just needs to be amplified for sure.
Yeah, no, thank you. I think it's just a way of looking at beauty more holistically. Like I said, I just think that there are codes to everything, and the true code to beauty starts with looking at beauty from a different lens.
Absolutely. Well, I hope that you guys have loved this episode. This was the Code to Beauty, episode 2 in the 3-part masterclass with Dr. V. And I hope you will tune in for the last one, which will be all about wellness. And I cannot wait to record that one and talk to Dr. V about wellness and just the meaning of wellness. So stay tuned and make sure you catch up with the first one if you have not already, which was all about oral health. But thank you again, Dr. Weissman. This has been such an honor.
Thank you, Dr. Acta. So good to talk to you as always.
Thank you.